Dun 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 dun. We don't have a theme song. We will never have a theme song. Da 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 da. Are you annoyed yet?
What?
Are you annoyed yet by that?
Yeah, I kind of got lost in it and just kind of was trying to tune it out.
It was really, it's pretty catchy. It's like a meta theme song. I'm working on it.
We don't have a theme song.
Da 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 da. We don't have a theme song.
And there's our theme song.
Or is it?
Bam.
Bam.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for listening to River West Radio. This is Life is Awkward. I'm Katie.
And I'm the other voice in your head.
Singing that crazy tune. Today we're going to be talking about giving.
Giving? Giving what? What do you got for me? You got me something? Did you get me something?
I got you a sandwich.
Oh, what? Girl, you're so nice. So thoughtful. Mm-hmm. I like that most about you. You know what I like most about you, Katie?
What?
You're so giving.
I am.
Yeah, and in so many ways. Not just one way, but like a plethora of ways.
Okay.
That's a compliment.
I know.
Are you able to receive the compliment, though?
Am I able to receive a compliment? I know it's hard for me sometimes personally to receive compliments, and I know other people have told me that it's hard to receive compliments. And I was actually just looking this up, like, why is it so hard for people to receive compliments? And I think whether you have high self-esteem or low self-esteem, I think that people are just generally not... How do I say this? Like, they just don't feel like they can receive a compliment because I don't think they know what to say back, or like they don't know. Like today, a girl complimented on my hair. She's like, "Oh, I really like your hair color." And then I was like, "Oh my gosh, well, I should compliment her back, but then maybe she won't take it seriously because she just gave me a compliment." Mm. And now she'll be like, "Oh, well, you're just saying that because I just complimented you."
Yeah, I do that a lot. Where if someone gives me a compliment, I almost say the exact same thing back to them. Like, "Oh, you're really cool. Oh, I think you're cool too."
And then it's like, well, do you really think I'm cool, or are you just saying that because...
Well, I mean, as long as I'm being truthful, I think it works. But like, I'm trying to just be more creative with my like comebacks, my complimentary comebacks. So I don't want to just say the exact same thing back to them. So I always try to like at least use a synonym.
So what would you say, though? So in a scenario where someone's like, "I really like your scarf you're wearing today," what would you say back?
I usually just give them the scarf.
You would just give them the scarf?
Yeah.
Because you're the giving type.
I'm a very giving type. And I'm like, I like surprising people like that. And there's a custom in, I forget what country it is. I think it might be India. But it doesn't matter because I don't really know and I shouldn't say. But like there's a certain custom, like if you're at somebody's house and you complimented something of theirs, that like they have to give it to you as part of their culture.
Isn't there one culture, though? I think you were telling me about it once. It was like, so you don't give it to them right away, but they have to ask three times? Or is that something
that
different?
Was my version of it.
Oh, okay.
Where like I can't, otherwise I'm going to run out of things.
Okay.
It's like I think it was, I would, if you compliment on it twice, is that's when it's like, or it's like the amount of like complimenting, because I was wearing this like scarf hood.
Mm-hmm.
And this one friend of mine complimented on just like, and then I was like, "Oh, here, try it on." And then she like tried it on and she just like really liked it. And then I was like, "You know what? I'll make you one of those." And then I realized I was terrible at sewing. And so eventually I just gave it to her because like it means more to her than it does. At that point, it was like I started struggling with the giving because it's just like I wanted to keep it for myself, but that point I'm now like challenging my, now I'm in a scenario where it's like if I keep it, it's more like I didn't give it,
right?
You know, and so at that point I like have to give it because it's going to mean more to her
because she really liked it,
because she really liked it, and it's going to mean more to her because I gave it to her, and like there's a story behind it, and I like have giving that thing more of a story, so it's like I passed it forward and now it has, it means more now that I gave it to her because it added to its own story.
Do you ever think, though, you could give too much?
Oh, I have. Definitely.
You have given too much?
Well, it's just like, I'm just a very giving person, and I think it gets misinterpreted. Like, I'm trying to get something in return, but I just like transferring stuff. Like, if I see something out, oh, this person would like it. But then all of a sudden, I haven't seen this other person in like a month, and now I have like five things for them. it's like all of a sudden I'm showing up with like a gift basket, and they don't even really like know me very well. And
they're like, what are you trying to do here?
Yeah, and then I think it weirds them out because I've been told I'm like insightful about gift giving, and so it's like it's almost weird that I give them something like great gifts, but they don't even know me. And so I think I like, so in the past I've just like stopped gift giving in general, or I just give like one thing at a time, and then I like store it in like a gift giving center in my house or whatever
to give out for later.
Forgive it. Yeah, so it's like just give one thing at a time, don't, because otherwise you'll overwhelm them, I think, to a certain degree.
Well, have you ever had then a person where you're giving them gifts and then all of a sudden you just stop giving gifts, and then they're kind of like, well, what happened? Do you...
That's true.
Because you don't... Yeah.
I think I've had that happen, yeah. But then that's when I start giving them, like, hey, here's this cool rock I found. You know? And that's another good reason to stock up on gifts, is that just go to the stockpile and grab something from the stockpile and then, like, give it to them. So you're never, like, trying to catch up.
Right. It could be a good affirmation thing, too, so you're not always... complimenting. So I mean, compliments are always nice, but I'm not gonna lie. But like, maybe it is nice to just give someone a gift if they're feeling sad, rather than saying like,
well, a gift could also be like a poem,
right? I mean, anything.
It doesn't have to be an object. Giving can be so varied. Yes.
Yeah, I'm trying to think if I have ever gave anyone, like someone that I didn't know, just gave them a gift.
I've given strangers stuff because it's like, again, it means more. And it's like an act, or it's like it's saying something. It's, you know. So if I give like my scarf to a stranger, it's like, wow. Then they are like, wow, and they really appreciate it. And then it might change the way that they give to other people. And so that's one way I think about it too. And like, the less I'm attached to things, like the less other people aren't attached to things. So if they can see someone give something very meaningful away, that hopefully that will lead to them letting go of just anything or any, you know, at some point. So it's like an example, being a good example in my mind.
Right.
So you, that's materialistic.
But you would give them the scarf if they complimented, I like your scarf. You wouldn't just go hand someone your scarf.
I've done like reverse pickpocketing, where I will like sneak stuff into strangers' bags, or like I have these owl feathers, and I was been dropping them on tables and then walking away, stuff like that. So
just like little random gifts. I was here.
Yeah, well, and just like, it's like a weird art project too. It's like a, well, it's like an art attack. Just art, like, yeah. Well, it's just like, it's nice to like do something like that with, and then it, by walking away, you're showing that you're not wanting anything in return. It's just like, I'm just trying to spread joy today. Have some feathers.
Yeah, I mean, I think that is a really good idea. I mean, I think everyone needs a little bit more happiness in their life. Just like those like random little things that you don't expect people to say or to do. And then
random acts of kindness.
Yeah. And then you see that like when someone pays your meter or leaves money in the meter or pays for your meal and skips in front of you. They're just things that I've read about where I'm like, wow, where are these people? There needs to be more people like this.
Well, I think that's the cool part, is you don't know who they are because they're not looking for credit.
Right, no.
You know, and that's where like gift giving can get weird, is like if someone's looking for credit or like something in return, you know.
Right. I have to realize people can't see me nodding my head at you right now. Yes.
She is currently nodding, and she is affirming what I'm saying. I'll do like the audio subtitles for you. She just wiped her nose.
Thanks.
You're welcome. She looks great, guys and ladies and gifted animals.
See, I don't even know what to say to compliments like that.
Well, you spend so much time on how you look, too, as a fine young woman. You spend a lot of time grooming.
I mean, I think a lot of people do. I mean, I think it depends. I think.
Is that the gift you give yourself, Katie?
I mean, I feel when I do my makeup or whatever, get dressed up, it makes me feel better about myself.
Yeah.
Just because then I feel like I put effort into something today. Mm-hmm. Or just to go, I don't know if that's how other people feel, but then sometimes it's also nice to just like not do anything and not really care and just be like, hey, I'm here. I don't care what you think. I'm me. If you like me, then whatever. If you don't, whatever.
Yeah. Attitude is a look.
Yeah. And I don't think people should put so much pressure on things. If you're doing it for yourself and you're doing it to make yourself feel good, then I think it's okay. I don't think you should have to feel like you have to do that for other people, though.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I was always, we've talked about this before, not on the radio, but in terms of like makeup and stuff. But like, I think where I landed was, is like, yeah, whatever makes you feel good. And like, it's a very, you need to be very talented. It's an art form to like cultivate. And I'm very impressed by it because I can't do it.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do it, and it's very impressive in terms of contour and like.
That is something I do not know how to do, but I would like to learn.
Well, I mean, you don't need to though. You look good. You look great. You look fantastic.
Oh my God! All these compliments.
Stellar times infinity. That's how good you look.
Wow.
How are you at receiving compliments?
I am very bad at receiving compliments. Yes. As you can tell. Why do we keep saying it?
Well, that was like an over-aggrandized compliment. So it's definitely over the top. And so like, so what if I was more subtle?
So what does someone say to
that? I should probably be more specific is probably the problem. I'm being probably too broad. Where maybe it's just like, wow, I think you really did your eyelashes great today.
Yeah.
That's probably better.
I think when someone says a compliment like that to someone, then you're pointing something out. Like
specific.
Oh, you were really good at this. Or you kind of take it more realistically or more truthful, where someone says like what you just said to begin with, it's like, are you joking or are you being serious? Or is this just
I like your lashes, they look like long, which I like, I guess.
Yeah. But no, I think like compliments like that, they just feel more maybe sincere because it's more like genuine. A specific thing that you're picking out. Or like
when people say that all the time where it's like, hey, you look great, and it's just like, all right.
Yeah, and I think
it doesn't take much effort to say that.
Right, and it's like, why do I look great? Did I just get a good workout in and I'm looking right, good?
Right, why? Or like, give me the why do I look great.
Yeah. And I mean, some people like compliments and some people don't, but I think everyone should give and receive them.
Yeah. Truth.
With the giving.
This is the part where I wait for you to compliment me back.
Oh, yes.
No, I think
I did say I like your scarf.
You
already did.
You like my scarf.
And I complimented
do,
you.
I do dress myself
You're
now.
You're very, what is the word? Giving, gift giving.
Gift givers.
Gift giver. Yes. Truthful, friendly gift giver.
Yes. Yes, Santa Claus is my my power animal.
Santa Claus. He's coming to town.
Mm-hmm. And how?
So giving, what is something else about giving gifts or receiving gifts? Like, so if you were on the other end of the table and someone was giving you a gift, then you didn't really know them. What would you say? You didn't always give gifts to people, but someone was randomly giving you gifts. Like, how would you feel, or what would you?
Like a secret admirer.
No, just like someone like off the street just giving you a gift.
I guess it would depend what it is.
If someone,
I think my initial reaction might be like, what do you want from me?
Right.
Or like, what are you going to say after I, because I've had that before where I was in New York and people are like, hey, you want a CD? I'm like, yeah, sure. And I'll take it. And once it's in my hand, then they're like, $5.
Well, that's different. You're in New York. I mean,
well,
of course people
are. I've had it in other places too, but it, like in terms of like, what is this marketing strategy?
Like,
is like
what
my
are you
first
gonna make me pay for?
Yeah. And I think that's kind of sucks considering.
But if you complimented like, hey, I like your hat. And then they're like, oh, do you want this hat? Wouldn't you feel kind of. Like, I feel like I would be like, oh, no, no way. You, like, you can't give me your hat.
Well, that's usually how it goes,
And then they're like, no, take it.
Oh, take it, yeah.
Would you take it?
If they insist, yeah. Well, the thing I think you were talking about earlier is in Japan, they have a way of giving gifts. And I think it's like in business, like once you first are commencing business with somebody, mm-hmm. you have to give them a gift, but then the other person has to turn it down like 3 times before yeah. they take it. So I think that's what you were talking that's about, where it was about. Like, oh no, I couldn't possibly, oh no, please, it's my pleasure. And I think there's even like a script for it. Like you can read up, like you can, like you need to specifically say this, and then they say this, and they say that. So it's like these varying degrees of like, here, I brought you this gift. Oh no, I can't. Oh please, no, I must. Well, I mean, maybe, I don't know. But then it's like, no, you please just take it.
What if you really didn't want the gift though? What if it was something that you're just like, this is like, I don't.
It's insulting to not take it.
It's insulting.
So you just take it and then just give it, you re-gift it, or
right. Yeah.
You put it on the pile or whatever you have at home of your Japanese gifts.
Yeah, I mean, that would be
very specific.
Something.
Or like when they give out business cards, they have to use 2 hands.
Okay.
And they have to bow when they give their business cards. Yeah, so they use both hands. I think it's just like out of respect and just like importance. And just like, I like that a lot because I give my business card out all the time, and it's just like, it's like I'm throwing it away half the time. But I think,
do you bow now?
I should. I will now.
Or tip your
hat. I'll do the 2 hands, like, because maybe then they'll actually like hit me up if I put a little more bravado into it.
I mean, they must be doing it for some reason, and it's probably for like politeness and just like respect, yeah. which I stand with.
Yeah.
So yeah, giving gifts, giving compliments.
Yes. Or I think we were talking about not giving is also a gift.
Oh yeah.
A little bit, you know?
So
or giving space. Is that a gift?
If that's what that person needs.
Yeah, that's sort of like a weird gift. Or not a weird gift, but it's like an anti-gift. It's not...
I'm still trying to comprehend how, like, what you mean by, like, not giving a gift is complimentary?
Well, it's just like the thing where it's like knowing what kind of gift to give and knowing, like, if this gift is, like, overwhelming.
Oh, right.
Like, I know this, like... Like, if you just started dating a girl, you wouldn't necessarily give her tickets to fly to London with you. That would be a bit much. Although, like, it's an awesome present, but out of context, it's like, well, that's a little too early, and then that might ruin the relationship, you know?
Yeah.
And so you have to be smart about it, too. You can't just be, like, too much too soon or too much in general.
I mean, I had that happen with my friend. She met a guy and he said, do you want to go to Disney World next week? And she's like, why? What?
Yeah.
Because, I think there are gifts where you can give that are too much. But I think, it depends on the circumstance or...
Because I've heard that too, where like a girl got invited somewhere and she's like, I really want to go, but I don't like him.
Or like, I just don't know him well enough.
I don't know him well enough. Yeah. And so that's why, like, And just like, I think in this day and age, like, it's like, you don't have to really give anything. Just like, listen well, or like, give the gift of listening well, or give the gift of not saying something when you think, I don't know.
No, listening, I think, is a great gift, because I think some people just need people to listen to them.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people don't vent. And, I mean, I know people should be venting more just to get stress or whatever they need to get out, so it's not bottled up inside of them.
Yeah.
And when you have someone that's caring enough to listen and actually offer advice, I feel like that is a gift, because a lot of people won't take the time to do that, or will listen to you but be not really listening to you also. Mm-hmm. They'll just be like, yeah, and like agree with you. So I think listening is a great gift. That's a free gift.
Yeah, it's free. It's
more supportive, I feel, than, I don't know.
Yeah, it's like, because I was like always about giving gifts, but then I was like, yeah, I don't need to give anything other than like my time and genuine ears and stuff. Because like a lot of people don't even know what they want. So like what they might ask for a gift, but it might not be what they actually want or need.
I mean, people are always asking, what do you want for your birthday? What do you want for this holiday? And a lot of people I found don't really know or don't know what they want.
Not usually.
Unless
no.
it's like that's a like new iPhone has came out and it's like the iPhone or the Xbox, you know.
Yeah, or it's like simple things like candles or like.
No one says they want candles, do they? I guess my mom might say candles. She wants candles. You like candles?
Sure. I like everything though. I'm too easy to buy for where it gets annoying. Where it's like, Sam, what do you want? Oh, man, I like everything. It's like, that's not helping.
I'll take a rock.
I'll take a rock. I do. I always ask for rocks and pebbles, feathers, cool. bark. Big fan of bark.
Bark.
Bark is cool, man.
I don't even. Oh, like get bark some, from a tree?
Yeah, some birch bark. What other bark would it be?
Like, I don't. I was trying to think, is this a dog? Or
can you bottle a dog's bark a dog for treat? Me? I'd be impressed. If you could do that, that would be a good present. I would be impressed.
That would be a pretty interesting. Well, they kind of have that at Build-A-Bear. Just get a little bark thing.
Rawr, rawr, rawr. So you can make the bears bark.
Yeah. Make them do something.
That's my kind of bear.
Yeah. So gift giving and compliments. No compliments at all.
Mm-hmm. Or how about
giving gifts?
How about how do you? What's a good way to react once you get a gift you don't actually like or want?
Well, when I was younger me would have just said, I don't like this. And my mom would look at me and say, Katie, you don't do that. But I think nowadays, like as I grow up, I don't think there's any gift that I don't like. Mm-hmm. I think I...
Hypothetical. I get you a gift. You open it up. It's one ice skate and it's two sizes too big.
Why would you be giving me one ice skate?
Well, because I'm me and I'm weird.
So I can just go ice skating with on one leg. I would be thinking, like, are you trying to help me balance more?
I'm just saying, like, what if I got you something you just totally couldn't use or what? It just adds to your life, and it's like, what do I do with this?
I guess I would be thankful that you gave me it and just use it as an art piece.
You could cut some watermelons or something with it.
I'd ask you what it was. I'd probably say, like, okay, thanks. Is this supposed to be used for something?
Cutting like, watermelons.
Yeah, I guess. Cutting watermelons.
Very small
with ice
watermelons,
skates.
Yeah.
It could be a new craft. I don't know, though. Like, if someone were to give me a gift that I didn't like, I mean, I would still say thank you. I don't think I would.
Would you, like, sort of bend your tonality? Would you, like, oh, thanks? Would you, like, lie to them? Would you lie to them, Katie?
Saying thank you isn't lying. You can still be thankful for something even though you don't like it.
True. But I'm just trying to say, like, if it was a scenario where it was, let's say, like...
You don't really have to say anything.
I don't know.
You can
I guess
just
you're
say
just
thank
really
you.
Nice, yeah. But you're just too nice. I can't trap you in this little scenario I have going.
I mean, I would never... I mean, maybe if I knew the person well enough and I knew they wouldn't get upset if I didn't like it, I might say...
Or like they thought you would really like it. Oh. You know, like if I got you a candle, but it smelled like something you didn't like.
Oh, I would just say this smells like a toilet or whatever it
smells like.
So you're
not just telling the truth?
Yeah. I mean, I think people should be honest too. But I mean, I wouldn't say that I would... I don't know why you... I mean, I'm trying...
I'm giving you the gift of a trick question,
A gift
Katie.
Of a trick question.
You're welcome. Receive my trick question with grace.
And we'll take a moment of silence.
Yes. Why are we doing that?
Because I'm accepting your gift with grace.
Oh, I thought we had like a radio break or something.
Oh, no.
It threw me off. take a grace break.
A grace break.
This break brought to you by grace.
I just want everyone to accept... compliment. Like I just want everyone to feel good about accepting compliments and know that it's okay to receive them. And mm-hmm. even though you might feel awkward receiving a compliment, you really all you have to do is just say thank you. I mean, mm-hmm. you don't necessarily have to give a compliment back. This person isn't complimenting you to receive a compliment.
Mm-hmm.
They're complimenting
you.
Well, right. I mean, mm-hmm. I would never do that.
But you're saying, yeah, like people aren't. You think people aren't as good at receiving compliments these days?
I don't think so. I mean, maybe they are. Just from my experience, I feel like people don't... I feel like people like them, but I don't think people know how to receive them or what to mm-hmm. say back. Or just, it makes them feel... I mean, for me, it sometimes makes me feel uneasy. You're just like, okay, like, thanks. But then it's nice to hear, like, some people really enjoy compliments, and good, it's great for them. Like, it helps them maybe get through their day, or it makes them realize that they are an awesome person, or I mean, I think people do need to be reminded. I'm not saying people should not be complimenting people. I'm saying you should compliment more people, and you should receive those compliments.
Yeah, more compliments all around, right?
Yeah.
Because, like, what if for a year everyone was like, we can't give material gifts?
You we have to only give compliments?
Only give language and, like, yeah, compliments, or, yeah, we have to do our giving through actions or inaction.
I think we would be a better world. I mean, there's so much bullying online.
Oh my God.
Like, all negative stuff. And it's like, compliment these people. And then, I mean, you obviously value their work, or you wouldn't be following them.
Yeah.
So compliment them and tell them they're doing a great job. I mean, there are tons of fans that do that. Don't get me wrong.
And over really silly things.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, sorry.
Oh,
I meant the negative stuff. It's like, over silly, just like petty.
I mean, these people are real people too. And, like, they need to be reminded that they're doing great, and they're helping other people with their music or their films or their art or whatever they're doing. They're helping people get through in their life.
Yeah. People are getting a little more just analytical just to be rude. Cause, like, example, like, I've avoided commenting on anything on the internet, and, I follow this, like, fox. It's an actual fox.
Okay.
And so it has, like, 200,000 followers or something.
Wow, must be a pretty fox.
It's a cool fox. Yeah. And for some reason, it brings me joy to watch this fox. It's a one-eyed fox. It's got one eye. And there's, like, another fox. And they just do stuff. And, like, I was just like, I'm going to read the comments section. Because, like, what? There's, like, 100,000 comments or something stupid.
Wow.
And so, like, but then I found this one thread where it was, like, 70 comments long. And they were just arguing about if foxes have empathy, and it was just like the silly video of this fox, and I just commented like, foxes are cute. Foxes are so cute, right, guys?
Yeah.
I was just trying to bring it back to, like,
did people reply on your comment?
I didn't really go back. I didn't want to, like, engage in anything,
right?
But just, like, I read it, I was like, okay, that's the reason I'm not on the internet. But yeah, I think people should just be more positive in general, and especially on the internet, I think, is what you're saying, is, like, just be more positive.
Well, and I was talking to this with someone, that, yeah, like, when there's no face that you're saying it to, like, you would never say these things to someone's face, but because there's, like, a screen in between you, it makes it okay. Yeah. So people think to say these things when it's still not okay.
It's not okay.
I mean,
give
you should
never. Give the gift of positivity.
This year, going into next,
and always, and forevermore.
And that's that. I think compliments and giving is the way to go.
To
keep on doing it and inspire other people's lives.
Yeah. Because I think at the end of the day, the best gift is getting a person to a place where they have genuine self confidence and self love.
Yeah, that's all that really truly matters. I think everyone just needs that self love, and everyone needs to accept it, and everyone needs to grow in their own self in order to help other people.
Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in today on River West Radio.
And I also want a pony.
What, a pony?
Yeah. Send me ponies.
You interrupted my River West Radio.